walks into the end zone virtually untouched, and Kansas City is back in this game for sure.
The Broncos' second-half woes continued against the Chiefs on Sunday. This time, the struggle included penalties and not being able to get off the field.
It's frustrating, but you got to just keep your composure. You got to, you know, look forward to the next play. Don't think about the last play. That's what we did. You know, everybody kept the composure. Everybody kept fighting, playing hard, and playing smart. And we came out with the victory.
Denver won the game despite losing the time of possession battle by 13 minutes. As Kansas City was 11 of 16 on third down, a whopping 69%.
I think he caught it.
Alex Smith is a good quarterback. You know, he does a good job in the pocket of buying time. And that's on the D-line. You know, and we'll watch the film and see, you know, what they did or what we could do different.
You know, there's going to be things that we'll see, just like there was last week, just like there will be next week, that we'll look at and need to improve on. But we'll take every W we can get.
Part of what the team will see on film is 11 penalties for 71 yards, 51 yards coming in the second half alone.
Here's a penalty flag on Chris Harris.
You just got to overcome a lot of adversity, overcome a lot of mistakes that we made and dumb penalties that we made. And we're just going to continue to gel and continue to get better.
I think this game is all about challenges. And, you know, sometimes I know one player jumped off sides and, you know, they were able to get a big completion after that. And then we was able to get a three and out. So it's like a chess match going back and forth. And it's like, who wants to really have the most kings?
Right.
And we ended up, you know, having that. And at the end of that fourth and two, really just squeezing the throat and saying, hey, you know, you're not getting in here.
The defense was able to make the play when it counted the most, and the Broncos walked away with a W. But as Terrence Knighton said, they'll want to correct some of these mistakes before heading to Seattle next week. At Sports Authority Field, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.